Senator, it is the fate of every self-governing people to be tried by two assaults. The first is from within, through jealousy of faction or ambition of leaders. The second is the assault from without, springing from envy or hatred by foreign rivals. If the nation cannot survive these assaults, she is overcome by internal revolution or subjugated by foreign foes. Only when a people by trial proves itself able to withstand both assaults will civilization admit it a place as a permanent nation of Earth. Among modern nations, France survived revolution from within, but was overcome in assault from without under Wellington. England triumphed in the revolution under Cromwell and was victorious over foreign foe at Waterloo. Our America endured the internal conflict of 60 and 64 and molded a brotherhood of the South and North into one invincible union. Now, sir, true to the course of history, these United States must meet the assault from without. It comes from Prussia. Prussia, whose people were ever received in friendship by our people, and whose children were made our children. Yet in return for our generosity, Prussian military masters, defiant to the peace-loving people of Germany, and unmindful of the friendship of America, cruelly assailed the United States, drowning her commerce and murdering her citizens. All this because our country presumed to enjoy liberty of life and property, and to live as a republic. Then arose her sons to the call of the flag, her daughters to the call of the sun. All in one voice meet the foe with a cry, liberty or death. Today, America fought to war, still loving peace, pledges every son and the woman of his house to the cause of liberty and the honor of our flag. Here this day, we lay down every difference of the past, of section or politics, and now proclaim one creed, our country, our whole country, and nothing but our country, thank God.